Partners in Healthcare Annual Review 2014-2015. The Welsh Ambulance Service is committed to listening and learning from people who use our service. We want to say thank you to the 4,559 service users and members of the public who shared their views with us over this past year. We have engaged with people in different ways, including meeting people at events, through patient surveys, and getting feedback online. The feedback we have received has told us what it's like to be a user of our services, what is working well and what needs to be improved. The information has helped us to develop services that meet the needs of our patients. Overall, people give us a great deal of positive feedback about the service, and they praise our staff about their professionalism and kindness. Sometimes we get feedback where things have not gone so well, and the majority of negative experiences relate to the timeliness of our service and where we have not met people's expectations. Our service user experience strategy for 2014 to 2016 outlines our plans to make sure we can involve and engage service users in all of our work. You can read the strategy by visiting the Welsh Ambulance Service website at www.ambulance.wales.nhs.uk. How we get feedback. We have been busy talking to service users and people in communities over the past year. It's been great to get a picture of what it's like for people using our services. We engage with people in different ways, mainly through local events, attending patient and community groups, survey work, and from people who come directly to us with feedback. What your feedback has told us. Looking at your experiences of using our 999 emergency medical service. What was good? You told us that patients and families are thankful for an excellent service and that our staff are professional and caring. What could be improved? You told us there were often longer than expected waits for an emergency vehicle to arrive and that there were delays at hospitals when handing over your care. Looking at your experiences of using our patient care services or our non-emergency transport service, what was good? You told us our staff were kind and courteous and treated you with respect and politeness. What could be improved? You told us you had to wait too long to be picked up. Patients feel anxious that they will be late or will miss an appointment and that journey times are often long. Looking at your experiences of using the NHS Direct Wales service, what was good? You told us our staff were knowledgeable and helpful and that it was a reassuring service. What could be improved? You told us we asked too many questions. There's often a great deal of repetition and you had to wait too long for someone to call you back with information or advice. Engaging with communities. We have been out and about visiting many different groups and communities across Wales, including schools, older people's forums, hard of hearing groups, visually impaired forums, and many more. Some examples of this includes our work with young carers. We've talked to young carers about using health services in emergency situations and have held events that have provided respite for young carers and allowed them to get involved in educational and fun activities such as dance classes, arts and crafts, team building and CPR demonstrations. We have also worked with Guide Dogs Cymru, who have provided expert advice and helped us engage with guide dog owners. Focus groups have been held where guide dog owners have been able to share their stories of using our services and tell us what it's like to live with vision loss. The Welsh Ambulance Service has also recently launched Twitter and Facebook accounts with great success. These give us another channel to hear what people have to say and allow people to keep up to date with our engagement and ongoing improvement initiatives. To follow us on Twitter, search for @WelshAmPIH. Or @WelshAmbulance. You can also like us on Facebook. Search Facebook for Welsh Ambulance Service or NHS Direct Wales. Patient stories. Over the last year, we have continued to share many patient stories with our Quality Delivery Committee, Trust Board, members of staff and NHS colleagues. These are always well received and have an important part to play in getting the patient's voice heard in meetings. You can visit our YouTube channel to see our recent stories and what actions we have taken. www.youtube.com/Welsh Ambulance. Contributing to public health. The aim of the NHS Direct Wales website, which can be found at www.nhsdirect.wales.nhs.uk, is to provide reliable health information and advice. The website continues to be driven by service user needs on a range of health and healthcare services that will empower you to make decisions about your own and your family's health. The NHS Direct Wales website continues to grow, with 2014-2015 seeing record-breaking visits of over 4.5 million. That's a 29% increase from the previous year. We have developed different interactive resources, including videos and symptom checkers, that help people to self-manage their illnesses and conditions. The symptom checkers have been really popular with people using the NHS Direct Wales website. 8 new symptom checkers were launched during the year, bringing the total to over 20. These interactive tools have offered an opportunity for patients and carers to make better informed decisions about their own and their family's health care. With more than 30,000 emergency calls being made in 2014 for minor illnesses such as toothache and sore throats, the Trust has worked tirelessly to raise awareness about choosing well and appropriate use of 999. The aim is to reduce the number of people going to A&E departments when they could go somewhere more appropriate. This year, we launched a video called Stop, Think, Do You Really Need 999? The aim of the video was to persuade the public to think before calling 999 emergency services. You can view the video on our website. During the winter, we also launched a 999 Where Are You campaign, encouraging the public to make sure their house name and number were clearly visible from the roadside. Our successes this year. There have been many highlights over the year. Particularly, we were proud to win an award for our NHS Direct Wales website. The annual Chief Nursing Officer Conference helps to share best practice, learning and innovation amongst nurses across Wales. In May 2014, we were delighted to win an award in the category of Partnership Development of NHS Direct Wales Consumer Information Website. This year, we also introduced new ECG pads thanks to a patient story. Percy shared his story with us after having an ECG while being assessed by paramedics. An ECG is an electrocardiogram and is used to check a person's heart rhythm. Percy had to have a second ECG shortly afterwards when he was admitted to an emergency department. Percy then gave us some feedback to query why he was given two ECGs by two members of staff where different equipment was used. Percy asked us, "Why can't you just have one set of equipment that's used by all NHS staff?" Following some discussions, we made arrangements to order dual-purpose electrodes that can be used by both Welsh Ambulance Service staff and hospital machines without removal. Looking forward to next year, we are beginning to use technology to improve communication with our patients. We are developing an app that is based on our successful pre-hospital communication guide, which will make it easier for those who face daily barriers in communicating easier. The app will be available to everyone, including paramedics, emergency department staff, health visitors, doctors, patients and the public. The app will be available towards the end of 2015. Look out for news on its launch through our social media channels and newsletters. If you'd like to contact us, you can email the Partners in Healthcare team at ppi.team@wales.nhs.uk, or you can phone us on 01792 311 773.